answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life.
The words ring hollow. No, they ring just as true now as they did then. From JFK on his inauguration date, January 20, 1961, they are still very relevant. And did you note that he included Almighty God in his message? And talking about the threats and dangers it faces as a nation, as a world. Why am I bringing that forward now? Well, because there have been stories circulating. Because Trump has not definitively said that he will not reenact the draft. When it was asked, the response from the White House is all options remain on the table, as it should be. That does not mean the draft is going to be reinstated, and I have some reasons for it not being so, and yet the same reason, questions as to will we lose if we don't. I'm not talking about just Iran. I'm talking about going forward. And when Kennedy was being inaugurated, talking about the weapons to destroy all mankind. We were in the midst of the Cold War at that time with the Soviet Union. So things have changed dramatically, but there's still an enemy out there that wants to use nuclear bombs to destroy our nation. They do not care if they destroy themselves. You do know that. They don't care. They're all about suicide for the Allah, the jihadist. What do you think about possibility of bringing back the draft, the plus, the minuses, and the yells of no way, or the other yells that we need to consider something? We'll be getting into that in more detail as we move forward with this hour, and also more about the JFK announcement or his inauguration speech there in 1961. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, March 11, 2026, and reminding you when we're on the air from 6 to 8, Monday through Friday, right here for you. We are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do it? You go to Newstalk STL, Rumble, or Facebook, or Twitter. Or you go to Larry Connors, USA, Rumble. And also reminding you, everything goes up as a podcast later. At LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, and of course, Newstalk STL. And with LarryConnorsUSA, we are going to give you news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave the next hour and this hour with more information than you have right now, I guarantee you. And in particular, the next hour filled with a lot of information about our oil capacity production versus what's happening around the world. In our second hour, more on JFK and his inauguration speech and how it still rings loud and clear today, basically in the face of the Democrat leftists who would not recognize or side with JFK, nor would he with them in today's world. And still later in this hour, retired Marine Colonel Dunn on Iran and what we're doing and achieving. and what yet needs to be done. And our story behind the story today, my interview a few decades ago with legendary CBS 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney. And the question I was told, do not ask him. You know that was one of the questions that went to the top of my list. So the story behind the story, Andy Rooney himself and my interview with him later this hour. So with the success we have seen in Iran so far, and it has been great, there are still dangers. And President Trump issuing a new warning.
President Donald Trump has warned Iran against laying mines in the Strait of Hormuz and threatened to blow up any ship attempting to do so. The U.S. Central Command says multiple Iranian naval vessels have now been eliminated, including 16 mine layers near Hormuz.
What has happened here is a new maritime front has opened up in this war. Central Command now going after any of the vessels with mine laying capabilities. Unclear at this point exactly how much stockpile of mines that Iran are sitting on. We were speaking to Becca Wasser, our Bloomberg defense lead, and she was saying even before the war started, they were estimated to be sitting on around 5,000 mines. But ultimately, it's not operationally difficult for them to load some of these ships with the mines and with the explosives. So that's going to be one issue to contend with, even though the U.S. are committing to send over special forces to help remove the mines that have already been placed in the strait, assuming that they are there.
And, of course, finding them and locating them and getting rid of them, that's still another issue. In the meantime, the U.S. Central Command issued a warning to civilians in Iran that the Iranian regime is now using your civilian ports along the Strait of Hormuz to conduct military operations. That will mean you could certainly see U.S. and Israeli warplanes hitting in that area because that, again, would threaten international shipping. So U.S. forces urging citizens in Iran to immediately avoid all port facilities. In the meantime, dealing with these mines, we're going to talk about that in more detail in the next hour. But the other issue that has come up, and that is the president had alluded to all options are on the table. And White House spokeswoman Carolyn Leavitt was asked, does that mean reinstalling the draft? And her response was, the president said all options are on the table. Well, what would it mean if we put troops on the ground, boots on the ground, inside Iran, and if we're talking about an invasion force or a special operations force? The view of a retired Marine and former CIA operative regarding that issue.
Just a handful of mines in the water can be problematic. It takes quite a while to do this. First, obviously, you have to locate them. There are different types. There's floating. They're just below the surface of the water. Usually, there are some that are tethered to the bottom. And then once you identify it and figure out the type it is and so forth, you have to figure out how it is that you're going to render it safe. You can literally blow it up. You can electronic warfare. There's a variety of techniques. But this is a real challenge. It's something very much to take seriously. And I'm sure that Admiral Cooper, you know, one of the first times that you have a Navy admiral commanding U.S. Central Command, he knows how to do this. He knows the assets that we have in our Navy to do it. And I certainly hope that they are all marshaled either in or very near to the Gulf and the Strait.
Now, that is my mistake. That's former CIA Director Petraeus on how we would deal with those mines. You got to find them and then decide how you can eliminate them safely. Now, back to the issue of troops on the ground, boots on the ground in Iran, either for, quote, an invasion or special operations, retired Marine and CIA operative.
There's a whole range of options. I mean, we've talked about the nuclear material that exists inside Iran. You can imagine a limited raid, and we have special mission units that can do this to secure those materials and be, you know, in and out in a handful of hours. And there's obviously, you know, the much increased version of that, which is some version of what occurred in Iraq and Afghanistan, in which the Secretary and the President have ruled out. But obviously, anytime you commit U.S. ground troops on the ground, you significantly complicate the situation, and you increase the chances that you could have casualties on the ground. I think it's something everybody's watching.
And everybody is watching because we all go back to the quagmires we've been in previously. Vietnam and Afghanistan, and the casualties have been lost there in Iraq. And then what did we come away with other than flag-draped coffins? But that still doesn't take the issue off the table. We began this hour with JFK in his inauguration speech in 1961. That's not what you can do. Now, he served in combat. He said, that's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for them. And he served in combat, but he did not want to send more young men to battle. Now, today, leftist Democrats are pushing that Trump still might really truly introduce the draft. JFK again from January 20, 1961.
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
So what can you do for your country? Now, do you want to see boots on the ground in Iran and an invasion-type force? I do not. I'm against that. But if we're talking about selective operations in and out, that's a different situation. Conscription, the draft we've had in the U.S. through six different conflicts, all the way back to the American Revolutionary War. We no longer have the draft. Now, young men do have to report at the age of 18, all male U.S. citizens, with a selective service system. If you're not reported and identified yourself, then you're going to have a hard time getting into colleges and some other things as well. That is to have a list. That is not to conscript. But, of course, the concern is, well, if they got the list, they can conscript. They can bring us in. Other countries in the world are doing it and have been doing it. In one country, one of our closest allies, it's routine. Every young man and woman must serve time on behalf of their country in the military. Now, JFK had said, if we're not going to go for the military, then we can use the Peace Corps, which was using young Americans who did not want to enlist in the military, and they could be valuable again, for helping our nation around the world. Israel continues to have the draft because they fear invasion. They've got enemies all around them. Geographically, the U.S. is not likely to be, quote, invaded. Not likely. Doesn't mean it's out of possibility. And we're talking about a major force from another country. You have to look again as to what about massive terror cells that are inside our nation. Are we prepared to fight off that kind of invasion from inside our nation? If we don't have young men and women trained, if needed, for combat, you invite war. You invite war. General Patton had said, you don't want to die for your country. You want the other poor SOB to die for his country. But the bottom line is still that someone's got to be able to stand in the gap and have the training and the equipment available. while the rumors and the left are beginning to accelerate it. I'm watching and looking at some of these reports beginning to just catch fire about Trump's talking about bringing back the draft. No, he's not. The question was raised, could it be a consideration going forward? And the response from the White House is all options are on the table. Now, again, in putting boots on the ground, as we were discussing, if they're going in for a select service mission to go in and get one particular target, maybe exactly where the uranium is stored or where they're making the suicide drones or are working on more ballistic missiles. If we can't hit them from the air, which would be the first option, it might involve personnel on the ground. It may or may not involve U.S. personnel. It could involve Israeli personnel. But U.S. personnel could be attached to them as a backup or supplemental force to some extent. Israel is in that position where they are already in a ring of fire of nations that want them destroyed. Trump has brought a lot of peace to the region and is working for more. The issue now is Iran. And other nations around there that are anti-Israel also have to be anti-Iran right now. United Arab Emirates just last night had to scramble several fighter jets, missiles coming in from Iran. We don't need to be prepared to go into another country at this point as an invasion. I would be against it. We don't need to be prepared for an invasion coming to our shores suddenly overnight. That's not going to happen. Even if all of Canada had been mustered as Iranian supplements to come across, that won't happen. But we have terror cells inside our nation. And our young men and women have to recognize the value of this country. That's why later in our second hour, you're going to hear more of JFK and what is needed to support and make sure you can save this nation and the world. Coming up, retired Marine Colonel Dunn assessing the U.S. versus Iran and what we've done so far. And again, my story behind the story, my interview with CBS 60 Minutes legend Andy Rooney. And the question they told me, do not ask. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My guest we've had on numerous times before, retired Marine Colonel William Bernard Dunn, 30 plus years in the Marines, serving as a Black Hawk helicopter pilot and other operations as well, extensive operations in the Middle East, all through the book Gunfighters Rule. Colonel Bunner, Colonel Dunn, welcome aboard, sir, and Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, thanks for having me. And just a note, I was a Cobra pilot, not to be confused with Black Hawk.
I got to get that out there
just in case.
Yes, sir. Well, that's factual, so let's make sure I'm corrected, and I thank you for doing that. This is going to be somewhat of a forced march, and I know you're familiar with that because I've got a lot of ground to cover with you. You ready to hit the ground running?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, let's begin with President Trump making a statement that, to Axios publication, there's practically nothing left to target in Iran.
Well, I think that's accurate. What's happening is our brothers and sisters that are fighting this campaign know exactly what they're doing. They've spent hours and hours and months and years planning this. Obviously not the same people, but the team has been planning these strikes. We know where the targets are, and we've taken them out. That said, in my opinion, this becomes one of the most dangerous times, because as we prosecute targets and the threat seems to go down, that can sometimes allow an individual to kind of put their guard down a little bit. And this is where I would be forcing and pushing on the dangers that are still present in this fight.
And the U.S. Central Command issued a warning along that line today, reference Iranian civilians living along the port areas, saying that Iran is amassing more actions in your port facilities, which means they will be targeted, obviously. It will put you at risk. And we had Hezbollah, along with Iran, fired numerous missiles again overnight.
Well, that's right. And when you're in a campaign such as this, you have wiped out one regime. A new regime has emerged, which is no better than the first one. We're going to have to take that regime out as well. And ideally, the Iranian people will be pursuing a peaceful alternative with a regime that can live with the world and reduce this hate. The new Ayatollah has vowed, that I saw on the open source today, that he's going to build a nuclear bomb. He'll be the builder of it. So just what President Trump said, we must prosecute until they cannot have an aspiration to build a nuclear weapon.
Yes, Trump made it clear that, yeah, if we just ease up at this point, we're going to be right back in the same situation in 10 years or less, and you might not have a president that's going to be as strong and as firm as I am.
Well, that's right. And if they get the nuclear weapon or weapons, they vow to use them. So we have to dismantle that regime completely. And if a new regime comes in and then they decide in 10 years they want to build a nuclear bomb, we need to take that regime out.
Right.
We cannot allow this to ever happen.
There are apparently reports out of the new leader, the son of the Ayatollah. He has not been seen in public. Some say it's kind of like looking for the abominable Snowman man. You can't find the guy, but support reports are showing that in one of the original attacks, he suffered injuries to his foot and his leg and his face, and he's in deep hiding because he knows we've got deep reach.
Well, that's right, and he can't communicate. We know how to get through communication systems, whether it's a cell phone or any other method. If he communicates, we can find him. If he goes underground and stays underground, we'll have to. Eventually, he's got to come up for air. And at that point, we need to strike and strike hard and decisively.
All right. One of the things we're doing now is going after mine-laying ships. We've taken out maybe a dozen so far, but we don't know how many mines might still be in the water around the Straits or Hormuz. That's a very tight choke point ships have to go through.
Well, it is, and it's always been a threat. And the fast attack craft, the little smaller boats are always a threat. And once again, we know how to deal with that. Doesn't mean they won't get one through and hurt us, but we've got to be vigilant and make sure we destroy all of that capability. It concerns me that ground troops may end up in there. I would love to say that it's not going to happen, but I'm starting to believe that there may be some amount, although that's a presidential decision. But it just concerns me because of everything I'm seeing and know about the region. It's very, you can't control territory without humans on the ground.
Well, you led me right into my next subject for you, because obviously that story is beginning to surface and pick up steam. The left is really running hard with it and asking Carolyn Leavitt, is the president going to restart the draft? And she said, basically, the president had said all options are on the table. I don't see him restarting the draft. I don't see, and of course, getting it up and to speed is another thing. But beyond that, boots on the ground in Iran, I'm against, unless it's for a specified mission in and out. I'm not looking for a U.S. invasion force. Your thoughts?
I don't want an invasion force. I support our president, and I agree all options are on the table. We have to be very careful here because we, the United States, started the insurgency in Iraq by firing the Iraqi military, the Iraqi government, and the interim government after OAF 1 in 2003, of which I was a part of.
Right.
And I talk about that a lot in the book on how we went through that process. We cannot repeat that mistake in Iran. And the only way, in my opinion, that we can put troops in Iran is if we have a massive approval of the Iranian people. They almost need to ask us and then provide security for us. And still, it would concern me because the enemy has a say in all of this.
Senator Lindsey Graham has, Rand Paul has said, President has made it clear that we want to fight oppression around the world. We can't do that at every place. And I will agree with Senator Rand Paul on that point. But he also said, we keep hearing Iran is close to a nuclear weapon, but they may not be as close as we're told. It could be 6 months or 9 months away. I don't want them to have the 6 months to 9 months to get it ready.
Well, that's the key here. Do you wait until your enemy has the weapon to destroy you before you destroy him? Absolutely not. We do not want a fair fight. Americans do not fight fair. We fight overwhelmingly, we fight aggressively, and we fight to win. And I would rather kill the enemy while they sleep than while they're shooting at me. And so as long as the rules of engagement allow, you kill the enemy where they're sleeping, where their weapons aren't loaded, where they're leaning up against the table, you take them out then. You don't wait till you're in a firefight putting our men and women at risk. Now, so by allowing them to get closer, it would have been the worst mistake our president could have made.
And, of course, any involvement of U.S. troops on the ground, boots on the ground in Iran, of any extent, be it, quote, an invasion force, which I do not see happening, but I can see limited expeditionary issues. Obviously, you're going to look at Israeli forces on the ground more than likely, and we'd be supplemental.
Yeah, I do not see Israeli troops on the ground. That would be one. If you brought in another group of troops, whether they're from any other Arab nation or the United States, that could possibly be tenable. I personally don't believe Israeli troops on the ground, unless they're special forces doing special things, can survive. I don't think they can. I think it would be overwhelmingly, the Iranian people would be overwhelmingly against that. And I think that would cause a problem with our Arab brothers and our Arab brother nations.
Well, again, if we're going to support them on limited specified attacks, that's where you see the U.S. and Israeli forces could go in as boots on the ground, correct?
I could see doing a raid where you go in, you do something very specific, and you get out. It's very dangerous. But I could understand that. That can become very complicated if you have problems on the ground. Anytime you put a boot on the ground, it's a risk.
And the possibility, if the U.S. is even considering, and it would be an option, obviously, if we're keeping all options open, the leftist press is making a big deal of it, and I'll have to agree that if they say it's an option, it's not a closed door, we want the enemy to look at anything we're closing, then the American public, where does the American public stand? The latest poll is showing currently, without any U.S. boots on the ground, we're pretty much divided on even being involved in Iran.
Well, that's because half the public does not understand the ramifications of Iran having a nuclear weapon. There are many people that believe, that are outside the military circles for sure, that believe, well, Iran could have a nuclear weapon, they would never use it. But I personally don't believe that. They made the promise. It's sometimes you have to believe what your enemy is telling you. And when they tell you they're going to use a nuclear weapon, you should believe them.
I fully agree. Yeah. Well,
that's why we have half the people arguing.
Retired Marine Colonel William Bernard Dunn, author of the book Gunfighters Rule. I strongly encourage you to see what he did and how he saw the action from the ground itself. And I want to, as always, thank you for your time and your service to our nation, sir.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and God bless all our men and women that are fighting this fight, and hopefully they all come home safe.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Coming up, my interview with the CBS 60 Minutes legend, Andy Rooney, and when he was under fire and even got fired by CBS for some of the remarks, but then some other issues were facing him. And I was told before I sat down to do the interview, do not raise this question. That's feeding me blood meat.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during during our March savings event. Take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
I don't know anything offhand that mystifies Americans more than the cotton they put in pill bottles. Why do they do it? What do they mean?
He is America's grouch in chief.
I make my living having opinions. All I'm saying is...
a crinkly old loudmouth speaking on behalf of pissed off citizens.
That's what's wrong with what's going on in Washington.
And a watchdog.
Look at these boxes of stuff.
A junkyard poodle protecting consumers.
Check the size of those things. They not only puff the wheat, they puff the blueberries.
He's a patriot up to a point. Loves apple pie. Hates baseball.
For one thing, the players all spit too much.
Andy Rooney has spent 30-plus years dispensing weird wit and wacky wisdom from his desk or soapbox or pulpit or whatever comes to hand.
You're looking at one of the places I like to be best, right here at this desk in my office.
Get me Andy Rooney.
Okay. And he's 60 Minutes' unofficial advisor to the high and the mighty.
President Bush should stand up there in front of us on television and do the hardest thing for any president to do, tell us the truth.
Yeah, those are some of the words and wisdom of Andy Rooney, CBS 60 Minutes, curmudgeon as they call him, also outspoken on several issues, often endearing, but at the same time, he could be conflicting with members of his audience. I had a chance in the 2000s, around 2006, to do an interview with Andy Rooney. And he had made some statements up to that point that were causing a lot of consternation. Now, I do not have access to the true interview I did with him because that belongs to the TV station I worked for at the time, and I haven't even bothered asking. We didn't part on good companies, and I don't know if I'd get it, and it's not available anywhere else that I've tried to find anyway. Maybe I haven't searched long enough. But I had a chance to go in and sit down with him at where he would often do his program, his 60 Minutes desk, which is a 6-foot-long, handmade walnut table crafted by Andy himself from a tree on his property. That table served as his signature, where he cluttered it with various things for his weekly commentaries. And his commentaries, they covered a wide range. I mean, you already heard about that stuff where you're always finding in your pill bottles, getting the cotton out. And he also didn't like, same thing maybe you didn't like, that we just changed.
Daylight saving time arrives in 2 weeks, and Andy Rooney is none too happy about it.
These are great days for us morning people. This is our time of year. Sun's coming up around 5:30, and the meddlers, who are obviously night people, don't get to set the clock ahead, or is it back, until April 26th. So we still have a little time in which to enjoy these gloriously long mornings. Morning people are good, pure, moral, honest, hardworking, and upright. Night people are bad, immoral, dishonest, lazy, and downright. Morning people drink milk, fresh orange juice, and have toast with marmalade or cereal for breakfast. Night people have to have a cup of coffee and a cigarette the first thing when they get up, if they get up.
And one of the others that I always liked about him, one of his commentaries about, there are two types of people in the world. Type A. When they finish brushing their teeth, they make sure the cap is closely closed perfectly back on the toothpaste. Type B just kind of throws it in the sink and lets the top find the toothpaste on its own. Type A does not leave the house without going around making sure every light in every room is turned off. Type B goes out leaving the gas running. Type A always asks for information and directions when they know they need it. Type B never would. And then he added, and there's another correlation in real life.
Avoiding work and is hard work.
Not at that point, but where Andy Rooney had pointed out, type A's always marry type B's, and type B's always marry type A's. And that is a fact. And then, of course, things that many of us look forward to, that once we've come back, we have to spend more time recovering, specifically vacations.
Avoiding work is hard work. When I'm on my vacation, I don't get enough sleep. I spend too much money on nothing.
How much for potato chips?
$2.50.
I do too much driving, too much eating.
All right, I'll have a root beer shake with an extra vanilla ice cream in it.
And too much talking. I'll bet that I could add 10 years to my life if I didn't have to take all those vacation breaks from my usual routine. And my usual routine is work. That's why it's so good to be back from my vacation.
Andy Rooney, born in 1919. He began his career in newspapers in 1942 in the Army, writing for Stars and Stripes in London. He was one of six correspondents who flew on the second American bombing raid over Germany with the 8th Air Force. The first journalist to reach the Ludendorff Bridge after the 9th Armored Division captured it. He was 32 miles to the west when he heard the bridge had been captured. He said it was a reporter's dream. One of the great stories of the war had just fallen into my lap. And that bridge capture at the time was front page news in America. Rooney rated the capture of the bridge as one of the top five events of the entire European war alongside D-Day. He was one of the first American journalists to visit the Nazi concentration camps, and near the end of World War II, one of the first to write about them. Now, during a segment on Tom Brokaw's The Greatest Generation, Rooney stated that he had been opposed to World War II because he was a pacifist. And he recounted what he saw in those concentration camps and said it made him ashamed that he had opposed the war and permanently changed his opinions about whether just wars exist. He was decorated with a Bronze Star Medal and an Air Medal for his services as a war correspondent. He later joined CBS as a writer for Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. He began his first television essay in 1964, an essay on Doors, which he did on 60 Minutes. And from then on, they started looking at other things he could do, an essay on hotels, an essay on women, the strange case of the English language. And, of course, over time, he quickly became the thing you wanted to watch on 60 Minutes. And he could not go out many times without somebody wanting an autograph, and he was opposed to giving autographs. He didn't like to give them. He said, at one point, he said, if you see me out eating and you want to come up and ask for an autograph, that really bugs me. Just let me finish my meal. So on one hand, he wasn't so inviting, was he? And not all of Rooney's views that he expressed on the air in the commentaries and elsewhere were light and funny. In fact, some remarks alienated minorities. And he became a lightning rod on females in sports, much less news. Which brings me to my interview with Andy Rooney. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
I had said that one of the things that makes it difficult in America is the least educated among us are having the most children. I did not use the term black. And I said that people who dropped out of grade school are having the most children. People who drop out before they graduate from high school are having the next most. People who graduate from high school and college educated people are having the fewest children of all. And he extrapolated from this and used the word black, which I had not used, that blacks had diminished their gene pool by having the most children over a period of years. Well, I was on shaky grounds, but I had not made a racist remark, and he had misquoted. But you can't say you didn't say it because, you know, it's down at the bottom of a story. And it bothers me a lot that this is going to be in my obit when it's written, because I mean, the last thing anybody could accuse me of was racism.
But of course, one statement out of context, framed in a way that someone wants to frame it to make you look bad. And for that, CBS faced suspending him for a time. But there were other issues as well. Rooney criticized female sideline reporters in a 2001 ESPN report, saying, "The thing that really bugs me about TV coverage these days is these damn women they have on the sidelines, they don't know what they're talking about." Well, you know immediately there was backlash over that. But it wasn't just to do with women in sports casting. In 2006, right before I went to interview Andy Rooney, CBS announced that it was hiring Katie Couric to be the new CBS Evening News anchor. And Rooney argued the massive salary for a single anchor like Katie Couric was not as valuable as hiring dozens of journalists, and basically said, and was quoted in one source, "I don't know anybody here at CBS who is happy with Katie Couric being," he didn't use her name, I should correct that, "with hiring a woman to do the news anchor of CBS Evening News." That's what it really came down to. So the day came that I was going to sit down with him for our interview. And the handler for CBS News, their public relations person who was working on getting me in and getting us seated, was going to be sitting behind me while we were doing the interview. I guess that was supposed to be imposing. It didn't bother me. Certainly didn't bother Andy. He didn't mind responding to any question. And one of the last things the handler, the public relations arm of CBS, told me is, do not ask him about the Katie Couric remarks. They'd just recently been made. Well, of course I'm going to ask him about that. And again, he responds that, "I don't have anything against Katie. I'm just saying that I don't think it should work. And I think that we could have spent the money elsewhere." Now, Katie Couric later, when that was put in front of her, she was trying to kind of laugh it off, say, "Well, that's just Andy." And later, certainly after his death, she praised him and all the work he had achieved. But he was not one to hold his remarks to himself. That's what made him so real, authentic in so many ways. Andy Rooney dealing with all that and all the broadcast he did, was hospitalized October 25th, 2011. He had had some surgical procedure. The exact procedure was never made public. He died November 4, 2011 at the age of 92, fewer than 5 weeks after his last appearance on 60 Minutes. At that point, he had done more than 1,000 appearances on 60 Minutes. And prior to his death, of course, he had stepped aside, realizing it's time to move on. He ended his statement on that date with a plea to the viewers. He said, again, if you see me in a restaurant, please let me finish my dinner. And he admitted that we have now come to the day I've always dreaded that at some point I'd had to put this down and move on. I'm not ready, and yet I need to. After we finished our interview, I had a copy of his book, Years of Minutes, The Best of Rooney from 60 Years. 60 Minutes, I should say. He autographed it for me. I didn't even ask for it, that I can recall, but I know he took it and opened it up and autographed, said to Larry Connors, the best TV news anchor in St. Louis. Then adding, at least the only TV anchor I know in St. Louis. It didn't dilute it for me. I was honored. And I'm glad I had a chance to do that sit down with him. And despite his remarks about Katie Couric, and he'd expressed them repeatedly, the CBS News president at that time, Sean McManus, joked that Andy's salary is safe. He doesn't need to worry by us hiring Katie Couric. In our second hour, more comparison of JFK to today's Democrat Party. What a shame. Our second hour is still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. BensonsJewelers.com. BensonsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.